expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, we're here today. Welcome to Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio. I'm sorry, my head a little spinning. Been a rough morning, but this is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. We welcome you to another episode here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Of course, this is diverse, uncensored, and opinionated. This is your host, Reverend Michael D. McDuffie, coming strong to you every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I got a good word for you today. I also want to dedicate this broadcast today to the family of the Brevard family, who Miss Catherine, a beloved mother, sister, daughter, grandmother, went home to be with the Lord at the age of 55. She went on September the 25th, 2017. And we had the homegoing service, so I want to send out special prayers to her son, Jamil, her daughter, Latoya, the grands, the aunts, the uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. We're praying for you. And we thank God for the graduation of Catherine Brevard, who went into heaven. She knew the Lord. She was saved. And I thank God for her ministry. Because of her death, there were a few people today that gave their life to Christ. And so I want to continue to dedicate today's broadcast to the life and legacy, of course, of Catherine Brevard. Now, as of late, you know, I've been talking a lot about Kingdom. I've been talking a lot about Esther, Mordecai, and also the book of Esther that deals with the whole process of promotion and separation and subtraction and addition and multiplication. And I'm going to continue in that same circle, but I want to go at it a little bit differently. I want to go at it to a point that I want you to understand that this is the hour when we want to concentrate on detoxification, getting things out of the body, getting things out of our mind, getting things out of our spirit so that we can function in our most natural state. Now, I have been teaching a lot on my mic broadcast and also on AI 237. And also, I've been doing some of my SITU stuff about the Kingdom, a lot about it in the last few months, if not the last 2 years. And I have been focusing on trying to show people, and especially in the body of Christ, what should be our mindset when it comes to the gospel. And we have been tricked, duped, and sometimes I feel hoodwinked by a Western cultural type of Christianity that I think has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the more and more I think about it, the more and more I want to know about what my authority is in Christ so that I'll be able to operate the way that God wants me to operate. And so I got to say this over and over again, 10,000 times, that it's going to take more than a shout and a dance, all right, to do what God's called us to do. It's going to take some faith. It's going to take some wisdom. It's going to take some knowledge. It's going to take us understanding how the Kingdom works. It's not going to be this little supernatural thing. We just throw Jesus' name at the end of a prayer and everything is all right. That's not the way it works. There is something that God has put together called the Kingdom of God that has to operate the way it's supposed to operate. And a lot of times we assume that we are doing it right. We assume that we know what we're doing. But the truth be told, we don't know what we're doing. Right, that's the whole thing. We don't know what we're doing. And so this is why every single day I got to continue to teach every single day about what our purpose is when it comes to Christ and the Kingdom. I got to continue to go over and over and teach over and over what is the true purpose of our existence and why God has called us to this hour such as this. And so this is why I am going to continue the teaching I started. This past Saturday, I started in Atlantic City, and I've been teaching on, of course, the alkaline kingdom. And what does it mean for the kingdom to be alkaline? What does it mean? What does the word alkaline mean? Why do I use that term alkaline? You hear that about alkaline water, alkalinity, and we learn a lot about in the Kingdom of God about the term alkaline. And I'm going to show you that that term is a biblical term. It is a term that God wants us to use if we understand how to use it. Now, the problem is if we lack the wisdom, if we lack the knowledge, and we don't know what we're doing, then guess what? We won't operate in the kingdom of alkalinity, or we won't operate in the kingdom of what I call the most natural state. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go on Mike Live also as I sit here, because I want to really go on live and show people more and more about the term of alkaline or alkalinity and why that's so important to the lives that we live today in our society. And the reason why we find a lot of increase of sicknesses and diseases in the body of Christ, because we don't understand the term of alkaline or alkalinity. Now, those that's watching me on Mike Live and those watch me this past few broadcast, AI 237, Mike Live, I did an Alkaline 1, Alkaline 2. I want to talk about the kingdom of alkalinity on my broadcast. And I told you that the term alkaline means, in some sense, the term salt, the original base, the most natural state. How something was originally made, all right? And I told you at my broadcast on I think it was yesterday, I did it at while I was at my conference. When I was growing up, we got these batteries called acid batteries, ACID. And acid batteries would go in the back of my robots when my brother Derek, my cousin Carl, used to have robots every Christmas. And due to the acid batteries, the batteries didn't last long because there was acid batteries. So then I broke out a company called Duracell or Energizer, and they began to major on getting rid of the acid batteries and move toward what you call an alkaline battery. All right. An alkaline deals with something that is this most original state. Go back to the most original. Go back to the salt. Go back to the way it was most naturally, not naturally created. So something comes along to cause something to become acid. All right. Now, what I've learned, and of course, listening to listening and reading a lot of material, I've come to find out, and I'm not a doctor. I'm only giving you my advice and my wisdom. So please see your doctor, see all the proper medical people you need to see. I'm giving you advice on my program. When your body is at a 7.0 pH level, it's very difficult for sicknesses, diseases, and excess mucus and viruses and free radicals to remain. Free radicals, viruses, excess mucus, disease, and sicknesses can consume the body when your atmosphere or inside of your body is an atmosphere which is called an acid level. Acid level is 6.9 and under. Okay, your body level at a pH level should be at 7.0 and higher. When you enter into number 7, you enter into rest. Watch how deep this is. So scientists have discovered, holistic doctors have discovered, that when the body is at 7.0 and higher, it stands as a higher, it stands at a higher resistance level to the creation of sicknesses and diseases in the body. Dr. Sabi would say if the body is at the perfect iron level, it is impossible for the body to get sick. All right. Now I'm talking about holistic approach. I'm talking about things I'm studying, and I've come to find out that this term alkaline or alkali, which means the original ionic salt in the terms of biology, going back to the original base, home base, going back to its most natural state. You know, sometimes we drink water out our sink. That's called tap water. Tap water got a lot of fluoride in it. Fluorine or fluoride. I think it's fluorine, fluoride. It's supposed to keep the water clean, but it doesn't allow it to meet that healthy level at 7.0. You want your water to be at 7.0 and higher. Go towards 8, 9, somebody says 10.0, because when the water is at its most original state, it's quite healthy. We live in an American culture and American society. We put stuff in stuff to preserve it, make it last longer. We put all these artificial colorings in it, artificial flavors in it, and this gives the propensity of, I feel, lowering our pH level, which creates more sicknesses and diseases in our body. God bless you, Dorcas. Welcome to Mike Live. God bless you, Nancy Grimmick. Welcome to Mike Live. Thank you, Cynthia Jones Easton, my student. Welcome to Mike Live. Joshua, Mike Live. Sharon, Latoya, Evangelist Denise Ramirez. I welcome you to Mike Live, and you're watching me on my broadcast, on the Mike broadcast here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I'm also teaching on my live about the kingdom of alkalinity. All right. And I already did part one and part two on my Mike Live show. I'm going to make this like part three, and I'm going to connect my Mike broadcast, the Kingdom of Alkalinity part three. And what I'm showing you is that at a 7.0 pH level in your body stands a higher level or a higher chance of any sickness or diseases trying to form at it. It will destroy it because you need your body at its most original state or stage, 7.0 pH level and higher. Anything 6.9 and lower, you open your system up so all type of sicknesses and diseases and excess mucus and viruses and free radicals can grow and create these things that can kind of cut our lives short. I'm going to show you how this ties into the scriptures. And as you enter into the proper pH level or enter into rest or enter into Christ, which represents the Sabbath, your body will enter into what I call holistic healing. Okay. Now, I explained something today during a homegoing service where I dedicate this to Minister Kathy. She went home to be with the Lord, and I preached a message today at Gilmore Memorial Tabernacle Ministry, Look and Live, with the senior pastor and the angel of the house, none other than the Reverend and Dr. Farrar, Thomas Farrar. And I spoke about how blood is made up of three things, red blood cells, white blood cells, and the platelets, okay? Red blood cells bring the life throughout the body, brings out the nutrition and spreads life throughout the body. White blood cells fight infections, and they can last 3 to 7 days, 3 to 8 days, depending on if the body is sick or there's a cut, and there have to be more white blood cells to multiply to kill off any infections, okay? And you have the platelets, which help to stop the bleeding. So these three cells make up what I call blood. So you got red blood cells, white blood cells, and the platelets. Red blood cells spread life, brings oxygen throughout the whole body. White blood cells are especially set up to fight off infection. And the platelets is help to stop the bleeding. And what I explained to the people today is that that is what true ministry is. You have to bring life to your society. You have to be able to drive out infection, and you have to be able to stop people from bleeding. And these are all spiritual, symbolic terms. People are bleeding from pain and from past hurts, and the body of Christ supposed to take the kingdom of alkalinity and stop the bleeding. We got people, of course, that have infections, all right, and the things that are forming in our bodies, and we need to be able to drive the infection out. So I was explaining to them that your blood is the most important lifeline in your body. And so you want to always try to keep your blood clean, keep it strong, depending on your diet, depending on what you drink, depending on your rest level, depending on your exercise. You want to keep your blood strong. God bless you, Nicky, one of the greatest warriors of all time. Steve Gray, love your son, Rosa Farrar, James Simon, all right, Evangelist Denise Ramir, all right, Latoya. I'm talking about Kingdom of Alkalinity. This is part three. I did part two, one part and second part on Mike Live on yesterday. And I'm giving you part three on the Mike Radio Show. And what I'm showing you is that we want to get to a place where we're at rest in our spirit, at rest in our body. And once we enter into the rest, once we enter into the completed rest of Christ, which is number seven, which is Sabbath, we're going to operate at a level of alkalinity. Now, if I had to decide what type of batteries to put inside of my electronics, either I can use a Duracell or Energizer versus an acid battery. Acid batteries are old batteries. They don't last long. They're cheaper, but they go out faster. Don't carry as much strength and power, and they don't last long. I love the famous Energizer Bunny Rabbit commercial. It keeps going and keeps going and keeps going because it is an alkaline battery. An alkaline battery in an alkaline state lasts longer, much more stronger, and much more wealthier. So the key to health, the key to life, is how well you keep your body at an alkaline level. Is it at a 7.0? Is it at a 7.0 and higher? If you drop below that 7.0, you ought to work on your diet, work on what you drink and your stress level to get your, what I call your pH level, up to 7.0 and higher. And the higher your pH level, the more level of health you stand at. Okay? Now, I'm showing you something before I turn to this scripture on why it seems that Christ always seemed to walk in health, walk in power, walk in the anointed, because he walked in the number seven. He was perfection personified. He walked in total obedience to God the Father, totally submitted, and his body entered into what I call alkalinity. He was very mature. He obeyed what the Father told him to. He didn't fight with God. God told him to do something, and the Son did exactly what the Father God told him. Well, when you study the old Jewish scriptures and you study the Old Testament and look at the behavior pattern of the Jewish leadership, you will see they operated as an acid church, as an acid Jewish religion, because they rejected Christ. They did not embrace his messiahship. They said, there another one is coming. We don't believe that you are the Messiah. And once you throw off what God is doing, and then you're left to operate like acid. Okay. And when acid is in the body, it opens your body up to sicknesses and diseases. What you want is your body to remain at an alkaline level. Now, I told this to you, and let me read this again out of the book of Matthew chapter 3. And John the Baptist was a prophet, but there's two things that is mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 3. Chapter 3 verse 4 says, John's clothes was made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist, and his food were locusts and wild honey. Now, I wouldn't eat no locusts. Well, let me tell you what locusts eat. Locusts eat nothing but green herbs and green vegetables and green grass. Green grass is chlorophyll. So when you eat locusts, you eat chlorophyll. When you eat green, you become lean. So the more green you have, the more lean you become. But you also put in your body a lot of antioxidants that drive out this stuff forming called illegal buildup of excess mucus. And Dr. Sabe says all sicknesses come from excess mucus. He disagrees with some of the medical dictionaries and medical sciences. He believed that anytime mucus gets beyond the balance level and it begins to form thick and it is beyond the proper balance of mucus, that excess mucus breaks off into further sicknesses and diseases. But when your body, your insides are at a 7.0 pH level and higher, it will keep this from happening. So what you want to do is remove anything from your body, remove anything that's inside of you that's keeping you from operating at a 7.0 pH level. So life comes out to purging. Life comes down to washing. Life comes down to removing stuff and finding out what you're putting in your body that is slowly killing you. So there are things that we have done to our bodies, done to our minds, done to our spirits, that's called what I call spiritual abuse, body abuse, mental abuse. Anytime something is abnormally used, it is called abuse, because there's a purpose for everything. This key that's right now in front of me, I got my car key, okay? And this belongs to my car key. This car, I have a car with this long silver key to it. Now, as long as I take this car key and stick it in the ignition and turn it, it's operating the way it was created. I don't have to add anything to it. I don't have to take anything from it. As long as it operates in its original state or its original purpose, it prospers. I can take this same key and poke someone's eyes out. That's when it comes abuse. When the key operates like it's naturally supposed to, that's called 7.0 on the pH level, and that's called alkalinity. When I take the key and use it for something it's not supposed to be used for, it's no longer at the alkaline state. It becomes an abused state, an abnormal state, and you drop below the 7.0 level, the 6.9 and lower. And anytime you operate around 6.9 and lower, that opens doors up to mental illnesses, something that happens in the mental mind, the stress levels that are not normal. You start making bad decisions. You start saying stuff that don't make no sense. You start seeing stuff form in your blood that is called cancerous. All right. Now, when you deal with the term cancer, it is a cell gone bad. It is a distressed cell. It is a cell, I believe, that's on day 6 and not on day 7. It's a cell, I believe, that forms at that 6.9 pH level and lower. Because cancer likes to feed off of sugar. It is a very smooth cell, not like the others, which are sticky. So they can move faster. It can eat up the other good cells. So it's a cell gone bad. It's a cell out of order. It's a cell that's not submitted to authority. Listen, I'm giving you something spiritual and also something medically speaking. And I'm not a doctor. I'm giving you my advice. I like to put that on there. I'm giving you just my spiritual and what I read and what I've experienced in my own body. What you want to do is do things, eat things, drink stuff, be around people, walk in your spiritual authority at a 7.0 pH level. So remain at an alkaline state or the most original state before you add your stuff to it. I'm tired of people adding stuff to what God says. Don't add to it. Just obey it. Don't add to it. Just obey what I tell you to do. And that's the key to what I call kingdom. You want to be able to do what God says according to his word and stop trying to add your opinion to it, your denomination to it, or something that makes you feel uncomfortable. You want to be able to see what God's word says, obey what he says, and rest in that thing, and you'll enter into what I call alkalinity, at rest. Anyone that operates in the kingdom of the alkaline or the kingdom of alkalinity operates in rest. And inside of rest is Christ, because Christ Jesus is our Sabbath. So we enter into Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus enter into us, and we embrace it with a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. There's a supernatural rest that comes upon our cellular structure. And I believe that a lot of us who broke out in cancer and broke out in these type of diseases, I believe because we're not operating in an alkaline level. We are distressed. We're putting poison in our body by cigarettes, by weed. We're being destroyed by first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, and third-hand smoke. First-hand smoke when you smoke. Second-hand smoke when you stand next to the dummy he's smoking, you in your atmosphere he's smoking. And the third-hand smoke is when smoke in your clothes and your couch, and you lay it in and sit in it, and that's worse than the second and third hand. So I just gave you knowledge to save your life. So if you've been around a smoker, you've been smoking, you need to go through a purging process. You want to get rid of anything that would keep your body from operating at a 7.0 pH level. 7.0 pH level people will do a tremendous blessing to your skin, will do a tremendous blessing to your body, be a tremendous blessing to your mind. You don't want to get to a point where you're operating at an acid level. Now, I told you, you would rather have what I call a Duracell battery versus an acid battery. You'd rather have an Energizer battery versus an acid battery, because these acid batteries do not last long, okay? Energizers last over and over. Energizer bunny rabbits go longer and longer, because what happened is, you'll see that the whole operation of operating in what I call the most natural state is because maybe we're operating at an acid level and not operating the way that we're supposed to. And this is why I got a problem with the body of Christ and the church, because the church does not understand her level of alkalinity. And alkalinity means your most natural state. That state which you was created to operate in, which includes rest of mind, rest of soul, and rest of spirit. Now, John the Baptist must have understood this, because the Bible says he lived off of two things, which is the eating of locusts and also of wild honey or organic honey, or honey at its most original state. And so this is why I tell people all the time, if you read something in the Bible, you need to obey it, so thereby you'll be able to walk in what I call an alkaline state. And this was going on. We look at these things in the Bible and we overlook them. Locusts represents green and herbs and vegetables, okay? Wild honey represents what I call organic honey, or honey at its most original state before you start putting in your little chemicals and your little pesticides and things you put inside the honey to make it last longer on the shelf. So when folks go in the food town and buy it, by the time they get to the honey, they've been done drunk all that other poisonous stuff. So what I'm teaching you is drive out anything that's causing the body to be at an acid level, and you will naturally be restored back to your alkaline level and destroy the sicknesses and destroy the diseases. Okay? Now, I'm showing you that because I believe that what we're dealing with today, what is a high level of sicknesses and diseases in the body of Christ, is because we don't understand that what you do to your body, the stress level that you are around, and what people try to do to you, you're going to find out that this is what God wants to be done at this hour. And this is why God has said, I can't never understand how this thing has got to go this way. I got to show you that the Lord has such a way of doing great and mighty things. I thank the Lord because God is able to keep us from falling. God is able to do something exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask, think, dream, or imagine. And so when I start teaching this, when I continue to teach this, when I continue to talk about this, sorry, we lost connection and I lost the last broadcast. So pop out here. I just deleted the last broadcast. So I'm showing you that there is a level of alkalinity that you can walk in from the original state that can cause you to be healthy and strong and have a strong mental mind. Focus on what you're supposed to do so you're not tossed to and fro. Okay, now I'm going to turn to something and I'm going to show you something that I believe that caused some of our Old Testament patriarchs to walk in a level of alkalinity, to walk in a level of kingdom. And this is why sometimes I see people all the time and they seem to be stressed out, never have any rest. They look older than what they are. They say they're 30, they look 60. They say they 40, they look 80, because the stress level has stressed them out, because they're operating at an acid level and not at an alkaline level. An alkaline level is 7.0 on the pH scale, okay? Alkalinity means that I'm back to my original base, the way I'm supposed to function. But once we start adding in the stress levels, we start adding in worry, we start adding in this stuff, then it takes us off our game. What we want to do is being able to step into alkalinity at the original stage, be at rest so we can do great and supernatural things. So, and I've been talking a lot about Esther. I've been talking about Mordecai. I've been talking a lot about King Xerxes and Haman. And I've been talking lately about the mayor election in Patterson. I've been talking about some of the things that stress us out in our community. So today, as I do part three on the kingdom of alkalinity, I'm trying to show you there's a place that you can enter into where your spirit, soul, and body is at rest. So you're not worried. You're not stressed. You're not afraid about nothing. Nothing takes you off your game. You stay sharp. You stay to the point where your fruits and your vegetables and your mind is focused and set so no one throws you off. You're able to be centered on what you're supposed to be centered on. That's why in the book of Daniel, the first chapter, and let me explain this to you, and I'm going to show you this. Daniel is an Old Testament prophet. He is a Jew. Okay, him and his boys, him and his people was captured by the Babylonians. The Babylonians came in, grabbed these Israelites up and made them slaves, took them back to Babylon and burnt their city down and burnt their temple down. Sound like the black African Americans from West Africa. Same thing. Burnt their city and burnt their temple to the ground. And they captured Daniel and these young Jewish boys and took them into Babylon and was supposed to train them to serve Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian nation. Okay, so my job is to put you on an acid diet. I don't want you at an alkaline. I want you at an acid diet so I can control you and mentally keep you addicted to meats, to sodas, to white sugar, white flour, and white salt. So we want soda, all right? And so that these things will not, so the stuff you get addicted to will keep you trapped in an acid base. I told you, you don't want an acid battery. You want an alkaline battery. You want Duracell. You want Energizer. You don't want acid batteries, which leak at the top of the battery and go out quick. You want something that keeps going and going and going. That's what Energizer Bunny Rabbit says on the TV commercial. Why? Because the alkaline battery is the most original state. So what we want to do is go back to our most original state. When God created Adam, listen to me, he reached into the soil, created his body, and God took Adam's spirit, breathed into his nostril, he became a living soul. Then God picked Adam up and dropped him in the Garden of Eden, which is a garden of alkalinity, which means it's the garden of his most of natural state and most original creative garden that was set and conducive for Adam. Did you know we went to West Africa, took all the black people from West Africa, brought us to America, and put us on an American diet? Isn't that some dumb stuff? We from Africa, all right? So wherever you are, that society where you live at, those grounds, those fruits, those vegetables are conducive to the nature and to the place that you was born at. So if I were to take you from your country, take you from your land, take you to a foreign land, right, and then get you addicted to white sugar, white salt, white flour, fried foods, your body was not made and is not conducive to some of the foods that we keep putting on it. Even Even excess clothing is dangerous. Hello, Mayor Ruby Cotton. Hello, Cynthia Jones Easton. Hello, Evangelist Denise Ramir. Hello, Shante Jenkins, my God sister. So even the wearing of clothing all the time is dangerous because your skin is your largest cell. It needs to breathe. So sometimes going outside, laying under the sun with no clothes on. I'm just trying to keep some clothes on. Maybe I shouldn't say that. You ought to keep some clothes on. I'm teaching you that sometime in your nudist camps, they got these across the country, nudist camps, and they lay out under the sun because they understand it's called sunbathing. Because your highest level of vitamin D comes from the sun, S-U-N. Sun is 93 million miles away, and those sun rays will hit your body and able to bring healing into your cellular structure or your skin if it's open. So sometimes you shouldn't sleep with clothes on. You sleep with no clothes on. You should sleep on top of the covers because you want your skin to breathe. Okay, I'm teaching you about the Kingdom of Alkalinity, Part 3. And you're watching, of course, Mike Live, but also listening to www.mikebroadcast.com. DDV.com. And so I'm showing you how to operate in what I call the rest of God so you will get out of being stressed. And you know what we know what cancer is? It's a cell that's stressed. That's why it's called the distressed cell. So when the cell is not at rest, it becomes distressed, which creates what I feel, my opinion, not a medical doctor, which forms into cancer, which is a cell that's gone bad, gone out of order, that roams around killing other cells, eating other cells up. And to this day, our medical profession, we so-called profess, we don't have a healing for it. All right. I believe as a man of God and as what I call as an advisor that you can put certain things in your body from your supermarket and from your holistic market and from Trader Horn and from Whole Foods. And you can find different things to purge the body. Organic honey, dark chocolate, almonds, turmeric, coconut oil, moringa. I'm giving you different things you can use. Baking soda with molasses stirred up in water, 24 ounces of water in the day and the evening. What you want to do, lemon, you want to put something in your body, my Mike 120 drink, you can go on my page and order it, and purge the body so the body can return back to its most original state. If the body is not in its original state, it operates in an acid state, 6.9, and it forms all these sicknesses and diseases. You know who knew about this? Daniel the prophet. Daniel knew if he ate certain foods for 10 days, he would put his body in an alkaline state. Let me show you this. Daniel chapter 1. And verse 1 deals with, of course, the capture of the Jewish slaves. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and took it over. And the Lord permitted Jehoram, the king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. Always the temple, always the tabernacle. Those he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylon and put the treasures in the house of his God. And then the king, who was Nebuchadnezzar, ordered Abinadab, the chief of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family. He didn't say bring all. He said bring some. So when God starts dealing with people, he don't go after everybody. He go after some. That's why I say he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some teachers for the perfecting of the body, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. So when God wants to reach everybody, he first goes after some bodies or certain bodies. So sometimes you may feel like, why is God bothering me? Why is God coming after me? Because if he gets you, he get everybody else. All right. That's very important to understand that. So the king said, bring me some of the Israelites to my court. Now, before they were allowed to come before the king, these were the qualifications. Now, this is something I see church folks sometimes posting on Facebook, and they try to make it seem like God is just this God that just lets you do whatever you want to do. There's no qualifications, and he doesn't require anything. He just let you do the whoopsie like he's the Santa Claus. That's not true. This Bible explains to me that Nebuchadnezzar, who is a sign and a symbol of God in what I call in a concealed manner, is saying, if you want to have an alkaline state of mind, I want to make sure your spirit is right, your soul is right, your body is right. I want to make sure you're right for leadership. So he says, now, my job as Nebuchadnezzar is to spread the Babylonian kingdom. I want to spread it wide and spread it deep. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go capture the Israelites, who will be God's chosen people, and make them work for me. Now watch what happens when Babylon, which at this time was probably the most beautiful city on the face of the planet, because Nebuchadnezzar was very smart. He understood the power of construction. He understood the power of entrepreneurship. He understood the power of creating partnerships so that he can establish his kingdom. His kingdom is Babylon. His kingdom is, I am Nebuchadnezzar. I want a long lasting dynasty. And for me to do that, let me go get the Jewish boys, bring them before me, and let me brainwash them so they will work for me. Do you know how deep that is? If you do not deploy your gifts, someone will employ your gifts. Write that thing down. If you do not deploy your gifts, someone will employ your gifts. So you want to be able to allow yourself to work out your own personal gifts as you work for someone for a season. You never want to turn a job into a lifetime. You don't want to turn a Section 8 to a lifetime 9, okay? You want to be able to get just enough that you need to pour into your vision and your dream, because you're reaching for alkalinity. Alkalinity means you want to be the most original self, free from the bondage of the American dream, which is a nightmare, free from the 9-to-5 schedule, free from someone telling you how to come and go. That's the goal. You want to go back to alkaline. You want to be free in the Garden of Eden. You want to operate the way you've been created to operate and enjoy doing what you're doing. One of the NBA players got up and says, I love playing NBA basketball because I never have to go to work. And I thought about what he said, and this is what he said. He says, I don't go to work no more. I have fun every day and get paid for doing it. And I screamed. I said, you know, it'd be so nice to get up every day and do something 9-to-5 or do something where you enjoy doing it. And it's no longer considered a job, because everybody should work a job. But you find the work that pleases you, the work that you enjoy, and you're helping to alleviate the pain in the world, but also able to fulfill the purpose that God has given you. I told you earlier that in order to explain blood explained in three ways: red blood cells, white blood cells, and the platelets. Red blood cells takes oxygen and life throughout the whole body. White blood cells are, time for a break, 5 minutes, or I'll be over. I'm done. Good God, it's going that much. My God. White blood cells are multiplied to drive out infection, okay? And the platelets helps to stop the bleeding. So when your blood is operating like it is supposed to, when your blood operates at an alkaline stage, that means that whenever you eat your food, your red blood cells takes your stuff throughout your whole body, but it also takes waste out the body. And it also gives life to your body. So the first thing that you do when you're alkaline, you learn to give life to others. Second thing, if you're operating as white blood cells, you drive out infection. That means that you're going to run into people who've been hurt, who's been damaged, people who've been let down, people that has caused somebody to be in pain, and they cause other folks to be in pain. And so you have the ability to be like white blood cells and drive out the infection. So one of the things about the kingdom of alkalinity, part three, don't think you can escape this life without running into people who've been infected or impacted by different people's mistakes or sins or things done wrong that was not their fault. So God raised you up to be the white blood cell to drive out the infection. But look what this one last piece is. You're also called to be the platelet, which means you got to stop the bleeding. Sometimes when folk are in trouble, you can't ask them any questions. You're just there first to stop the bleeding. Because sometimes, like, I cut my arm, and you said he's squirting blood all over, but well, how you cut it? Where you get it cut at? You know, where was you at when you got to cut? Those questions are not needed at that moment, because at that particular time, blood is popping every place. They said that when the gunman was on top of the building on the 36th floor, shooting down the people on the ground in Las Vegas, that there was an officer that got clipped in his leg, and someone went and grabbed a towel or a cloth and tied it around the leg of the officer and tightened it up to keep the blood from flowing and save this officer's life. Which means sometimes when you operate in your true ministry, you're sent to stop the bleeding. Wherever the trouble is, you shut the blood down. Then God sends someone who was the one that's the white blood cell that can heal the infection. So we don't all do the same thing. See, when you put too much on yourself, you move into acid thinking. You move into distressful thinking. What I want to do, I want to be like Daniel. I want to be able to understand how my body work, how my spirit work, and how my soul work, so I can operate in a spirit of rest. And when I'm operating in rest, I'm operating in the Duracell battery level. I'm operating in the Energizer bunny rabbit level. I'm not operating in the acid level. I don't want acid. Acid is poison. Acid is where sicknesses and diseases and viruses and excess mucus grows. It makes you possibility of cancer and high blood disease and heart disease and all type of illnesses, even blindness, even deaf in your ears. Dr. Sabin was known of getting people healed of blindness and deafness due to the removal of excess mucus. And so he would have folks drinking seaweed. All right, not weed, seaweed or brown seaweed. And so when you eat and drink the brown seaweed, it purges the body, so the body is restored back to its alkaline state. Now, because of the time, I got to begin to close. But let me just make this point. And here's the point I'm going to make here. My job today on this broadcast, part three of the King of Alkalinity, is to get you to remove anything that's bringing toxins in your body, anything that's causing you to think out of your original self. And when Jesus Christ showed up, he got rid of the fig tree. He told the mountain to be removed. And then he said, let go of unforgiveness. Those were three things that caused the Jewish religion of their day to operate as an acid-based religion. What I want is alkalinity. I want the religion where I step into Christ and the spirit of rest. So through Christ, I have been completed in God. So sin is not the issue no more. I'm positionally holy throughout eternity, which frees me just to love on God and God to love on me. That's the level of alkalinity. Now I got to begin to close. Okay, now I invite you out this Sunday morning to 535 Broadway on 23rd Street in Broadway. We're having church outside 9 o'clock to 11:30. Come out to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. Don't forget to tune in this Tuesday night, of course, at the Gyroscope Radio, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I'm also sharing more about the spirit of alkalinity and operating in your most natural state. Now lift your hands. Lord God, I pray for all my listeners, all my watchers, that you anoint them and bring us to a level of alkalinity. I destroy the spirit of acid and I release a fresh anointing in Jesus' name. Gotta go. Love you, Reverend McDuffie.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area. Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programs, entertaining, engaging, diverse, uncensored, and opinionated, visit DDVRadio.com. You can listen on your smartphone, tablet, or any mobile device. DDV Radio brings you the widest variety of talk programs such as Living Life Well, Your World Uncensored, The Canine Authority, and The Wise Guys Show. Visit www.ddvradio.com, the official radio network of NJ Blue Now.